Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Vice President of the Knoxville Music Boosters, Annie Leonard, as she recaps the past month and talks about activities coming up for the Music Boosters in the future. A lot of things came up recently. You know, the holidays just finished up. We're into January now. One thing that we have not really talked about or recapped on so far has been the variety show. I guess, Annie, take us through how that all went.
It was a big success. We were all so happy with how it went. And a huge thank you to all of our sponsors, all of our performers, all of our volunteers, and then all the brave people who came out in incredibly cold temperatures and had a great time and then sort of unanimously told us that they want us to do it again next year. So that was really fun and really exciting. I think my favorite part was watching the performers come off stage one by one just on cloud nine. I think they had a blast.
So now we get into January now. We're into the middle of January. What are some of the things going on with the Knoxville Music Boosters?
Well, we're kind of busy. The Music Boosters themselves are kicking into gear, helping Jackie Duffy and her crew put on the spring musical. And this year, the musical is High School Musical. Maybe you've seen the red posters around town. So we've already got posters out. And so if you have never gone to one of the high school musicals, the spring musicals at Knoxville High School, it is this giant community art project. People from all walks of life throughout the community come together to build sets, make costumes, paint lockers this year, all kinds of different things that need to be done to create that world that we need to create for the musical. And then rehearsals have been going on since the beginning of the month, since right after school started up. They're rehearsing 3 days a week, sometimes two rehearsals a day. And so the kids are working hard. Jackie Duffy, the director, is working very hard. Liz Adrian is in charge of costumes again this year, and she is a magician, and she's working hard. And, of course, my friend Dawn Flattery is also working her magic back in the set build shop.
You know, when it comes to, you got the musical, like you said, coming up in the spring, a lot of little things going around here, too, as in the Pep Band still playing. What are some of those little things that you can mention that, you know, get those kids recognition that have been happening throughout the winter?
Yes. So throughout basketball season, the Knoxville High School Band supports our basketball team on many of the home game nights. And so you can see them up in the stands playing. Sometimes even a few alumni go up and join them, and that's always really a fun thing to see. Also, we have the SCC Honor Band coming to the Knoxville Middle School this coming Monday, and several of our middle school band students have been selected to participate in that. And then also our middle school is hosting it this year. So that's a big deal, and thank you to our director there, Tim McBride. He's worked very hard to make that happen. Of course, middle school choir, still preparing for all of the concerts that are coming up in March. And then down at North Star, the guitar group is in full swing. And then at both the middle school and the high school, jazz band is also in full progress. So our music departments are just busy.
Now, when it comes to the Knoxville Music Booster, we'll go back to that. You know, I know you guys volunteer a lot with the concession stands. You do different things. I know, especially during even racing season, you're parking cars, things like that. What are some of the opportunities that people have to get involved, to volunteer, to help? And again, I know I ask this every time, but where do they have to go? Who do they contact to get involved with the Knoxville Music Boosters?
Really, they are welcome to come to our meeting anytime. We hold a meeting the first Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock in the Knoxville High School band room. And if you would like to be a supporter, come on down to a meeting and find out what's going on. You're also welcome to contact me. I'm this year's vice president. My number is 641-204-9228. If you have questions or if you would like to volunteer in some way, we welcome your participation. Also online, KnoxvilleMusicBoosters.org. You'll find information there about how to get involved, how to donate, and then we do keep a Facebook page, and it's pretty active. And if you're wondering what's going on, what your volunteer opportunities are there, you can always stay current with the Facebook page.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Annie Leonard for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.